From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, and happy heavenly birthday to musician Roy Orbison.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy. I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. State Representative Pedro Marin to give Georgia Gwinnett College commencement speech. Gwinnett County's first wetland park will open in 2025. And governor signs tax cut legislation into law. Plus, my conversation with Elisa Pate from Lawrenceville City of Events team on Comic Book Day. Plus, your guide weekly mental health update on the DEA Take Back Day. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? Kia Mall of Georgia is a family-owned business for over 20 years.
Been here in Buford for 25 years, selling cars to anyone that wants one. The reasons why you would come to a small family-owned dealership, you get that sort of family experience.
Kia Mall of Georgia makes buying, selling, or trading it easy. And that's why customers come back year after year.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave.
So come by the lot today or find us online at KiaMallOfGA.com.
Hey, job seekers, your future is waiting. Gwinnett County Public Schools Job Fair, April 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Seckinger High School. Your chance to shine and make a difference. Fast track your teaching career. Meet face-to-face with district leaders ready to welcome you aboard. Say yes to GCPS and register at TeamGCPS.com today. Representative Pedro Pete Marin, HD 96, will address the graduating class of Georgia Gwinnett College on May 9, 2024, ahead of the commencement ceremony. Marin, who has served as a state representative for 22 years, played a pivotal role in the creation of GGC and has been a staunch supporter of college throughout his tenure. His speech will highlight the graduates' contributions to Gwinnett County and Georgia's economy, emphasizing their potential impact in various fields. Marin's extensive leadership experience and community involvement make him a fitting choice to inspire the graduating class as they embark on their professional journeys. The commencement ceremony will take place at Gas South Arena, beginning with a procession at 9:30 a.m., followed by the ceremony at 10 a.m. Gwinnett County is set to open its inaugural county-operated wetland park in unincorporated Duluth next year, called Beaver Ruin Wetland Park. Costing $14.8 million and spanning 86 acres, the park aims to naturally filter stormwater runoff before it reaches nearby waterways. Commissioner Kirkland Cardin highlighted its benefits for District 1 residents' well-being. Once completed, the park will offer recreational activities while serving as a natural filtration system for runoff from a 4.5 square mile area. Gwinnett County aims for platinum-level certification in environmental stewardship, with funding from various sources including sales tax funds and the Recreation Fund. The park will feature amenities like a wildlife observation tower, boardwalk, playground, picnic area, and educational exhibits. Chairwoman Nicole Lev Hendrickson sees the park as a catalyst for positive change and sustainability. Governor Brian Kemp signed HB 1015 into law, accelerating Georgia's largest state income tax cut in history. Sponsored by Representative Lauren McDonald and co-sponsored by other legislators, it accelerates the reduction in income tax rates, with the rate for tax year 2024 lowered to 5.39%. This marks a significant cut from the previous rate of 5.75%. The Office of Planning and Budget estimates taxpayer savings of approximately $1.1 billion in 2024 and $3 billion over the next decade. Kemp also signed several other bills, including HB 1023, which lowers the corporate income tax rate, HB 581, enabling a constitutional amendment for property tax relief, HB 1012, increasing the state's income tax dependent exemption, and SB 496, expanding criteria for historic home certification and extending tax credits for rehabilitation and rural zone revitalization. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Samuel Clifford Crosby, Shirley Ann Lamb, and Joanne Welch Mack. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss. Welcome to the DTL Download Series. We're bringing you exciting guests to uncover what's happening in Lawrenceville. And here's today's guest.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And what I like to do is to help promote what's going on in Lawrenceville, also downtown Lawrenceville. And I have a very interesting one right now, Alyssa Pate from the City of Lawrenceville events team. We've got all sorts of different events, but this one in particular, I know probably has a place close to your heart. It's Free Comic Book Day. So when I think of comic books, I think of, oh, the Superman one, which I don't know how free that's going to be. But, you know, let's talk about what your involvement is, what it is, and when it is.
Awesome. Okay, so if you're new to Free Comic Book Day, it's a retail holiday. However, for the past couple of years, we've partnered with Galactic Quest on the square, and mm-hmm. we've created a sort of mini convention out of the event. So the downtown businesses will have several comics that they'll be giving out, but we'll also have some interactive activities, live entertainment, workshops, panels, and all of that across the courthouse lawn, the LAC, and Honest Alley Exchange.
Okay. When is this going on?
So this will be May the 4th.
Ah, and hold on a second. May the 4th. There's something significant about that day. What is it?
I think it has something to do with Star Wars, maybe. I don't know, you know. But we are going to celebrate it, and we hope y'all celebrate it with us, too. But we will have activities from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we have a couple surprises up our sleeve, too.
Oh, do tell.
Yes.
So or can you tell, actually?
I think I can.
Okay.
I think
right.
I can. This is the first time you're hearing this. We have not announced it anywhere, but we have a very special guest joining us.
Okay.
So you may have seen his illustrations in some Snoopy, some Peanuts, maybe Scooby-Doo, some DC Comics. So we're really excited to announce that Robert Pope will be joining us in Artist Alley alongside all of our other talented artists.
Wow. Somebody's going to be getting swarmed that day for autographs and who knows what.
Probably. I can imagine. And although he won't be able to join us at the event, this year's Star Wars Young Jedi Adventures Plants vs. Zombies artist, Andy Dugan, has designed our event t-shirts. And those are on pre-sale right now, but they'll also be sold at the event.
It's kind of like a mini Dragon Con up in Lawrenceville, isn't
it? Oh, it's so funny that you mentioned that because our volunteers mm-hmm. and our participants who participate in our photo contest will be going into a drawing for a 5-day pass to Dragon Con.
Ooh, Dragon Con's 5 days now?
I do believe so. That's what the pass at 5 days.
Wow,
so
okay.
I hope so.
Yeah, all right. That's great. That'll make a lot of people happy. So that's another good reason to come by May the 4th.
Yes.
For Free Comic Book Day. Gosh, you've listed off so many different fun things to do for Comic Book Day. Is there anything in the future that you're planning that you're allowed to talk about?
Yeah, so Dad's Garage will come out for a Star Wars-themed improv show.
Ah, the comedy place. All right.
Yes, we're going to have Aerialist, Ghostbusters will come out, and we'll have a couple other activities, axe throwing, that kind of thing. DJ House Ninja will be joining us again.
Wow.
So we're excited to have all of the 40-plus vendors we have at the Maker's Market, too.
Okay, so the vendors are going to be selling what? T-shirts and memorabilia?
Yes, all sorts of things. We have accepted a ton of vendors that kind of span all fandoms because we want a wide representation at the event.
Okay, wow. This is going to be attracting a whole lot of people. And I'm getting the impression that there will be a lot of people showing up, but there will be a lot of people showing up dressed up.
Yes, because we have a huge cosplay contest.
Oh.
So, and there are some really great prizes for that as well. But we hope everyone comes, beginners, people who've been doing it for years, dressing up. There's also going to be a kids runway. So the first 24 kids to sign up get a special prize of their own.
Oh, that's really neat. Are you going to be dressing up?
I haven't decided what I want to do yet. I thought about event coordinator Barbie. I think that would be really funny.
Ah, that's going to be a popular one, I have a feeling.
Or I might just have to wear our event t-shirt. Okay. So, you know, it's a tie.
All right. That'll be something to look forward to. May the 4th, that is when Free Comic Book Day. I mean, when I saw Free Comic Book Day, I thought, okay, you know, just exchanging some comic books, that. But this is a whole huge event, more than just comic books. So it sounds real exciting. You're going to attract a lot of people here. So, Alyssa, thank you so much for this. Is there any last words you want to say? Anything else we need to know about this that... I mean, we've touched on a whole lot of stuff on this thing. I mean, I don't know if there's anything else more, but...
Well, the fun doesn't have to end at 5 o'clock because Truck and Tap is the official after party. So if you want to check out their Cinco de Mayhem, they have a whole thing going on. They describe it as the ultimate Kentucky Derby, May the 4th be with you, and Cinco de Mayo party.
Awesome. This is going to be fun. Where can people find out more information on this?
Yes. So you can head down to our website, downtownlawrencevillega.com, to check out more about the event, sign up for workshops, to be a volunteer, or to compete in our cosplay contest.
Sounds great. We will see everybody May the 4th. I will not forget that date.
Come curious, and may the force of fandom and free comics be with you.
Well said. We'll be back in a moment.
In Henry County, leadership resonates with action and heart. Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett, our 29th and pioneering African-American sheriff, embodies this spirit. His term reflects more than challenges. It symbolizes victories that glorify our resolve. From the HCSO Restorative Center's triumph to the S3 shaping of our youth for brighter futures, Sheriff Scandrett's compassion extends from advocating for law enforcement to pioneering a mental health unit, ensuring the vulnerable among us aren't overlooked. True leadership is about actions, not just words. It's about changing laws to protect those who protect us, as Sheriff Scandrett has done for injured officers. With proven dedication and unmatched commitment to our community, the choice is clear. Vote to re-elect Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett for Henry County, for our home.
Authorized by the Committee to Re-elect Sheriff Scandrett.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. Are you a fan of yogurt, but are you trying to avoid added sugar? Buy containers of plain yogurt or plain Greek yogurt and add your own fresh, frozen, or canned fruit as long as the fruit is packed in its own juice. If you like a little bit of sweetness, you could add some non-caloric sweeteners or stir in some low-sugar jam.
We're here with Amir Abdul-Hafid. She's the program director for suicide prevention at Guide, Inc. So can you talk about what the DEA Take Back Day, what that is, and when is it?
So the DEA, which is the United States, the National Drug Enforcement Agency, they host two Take Back Days a year, one in April, one in October. And this is where the community who has unused medication, expired medication, can go and just dispose of the medication safely. We always want to say dispose of your medication safely because, one, we don't know who might be going in the trash trying to find those pills. And two, we don't want it to be flushed down the toilet or anything like that to get into our water system. anything like that. So we do want people to dispose of their medication safely just to keep the general public safe overall. So the DA Take Back Day in Gwinnett, any police precinct that Gwinnett has, all of them that we have, will be taking back any unused, expired, not needed medication with no questions asked. You just go by and drop it off, and the DA officials will come by and pick it up and dispose of it safely. So the DA Take Back Day this month is going to be on Saturday, April 27th. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, that's going to be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on April 27th, which is a Saturday. You can go by any police precinct within the county, and with no questions asked, you can just drop off your medications and the DA will come by and pick it up. And I believe they incinerate it to dispose of it safely in their facilities.
Because I got the feeling of, are people really going to do this? Because they're going to the police station and it almost seems like it's a setup a little bit.
That's why there's also pharmacies and other places that will take it. If you go to our website, theguideinc.org/takeback, we have a list of every place in Gwinnett. Also, if you happen to be listening to this and you're in DeKalb, Newton, Brockdale, you'll have lists there from those counties as well. And we'll list every single place that will be taking back medication. If you go to takebackday.gov, then you can put in a zip code and find another place that might be participating. There are some organizations that will do it. You will find other locations participating in DA Take Back Day. So if you're hesitant of going to the police, do go online, put a zip code in, or go to our website and find another place that you can dispose of the medication properly.
For more information and resources, please visit guideinc.org.
Are you ready to shape the future and make a lasting impact? Gwinnett County Public Schools is hiring. We're looking for skilled carpenters, HVAC technicians, master craftsmen, fleet maintenance experts, and dedicated paraprofessionals. And yes, we're also seeking teachers. Join our team and help us foster a brighter tomorrow. Say yes to purpose. Say yes to impact. Say yes to GCPS. Visit gcpsk12.org/careers today. Your path to a rewarding career awaits. Say yes to GCPS.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.